Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of October 2019. Supreme Court has ordered dissolution of a marriage of a couple living separately for 22 years and failing to reconcile their differences. The court termed the marriage unworkable, emotionally dead, beyond salvage and broken down irretrievably. Furthermore, the court observed that this was a fit case to exercise the powers under Article 142 of the Constitution of India. Bombay High Court has ruled while providing relief to an adoptee from India who lives in Switzerland to allow her to search for her Indian roots via a power of attorney holder. Though the Maharashtra Department of Women and Child Development had objected to the search through a third party, the court recognized the hurdles her distance and her current location placed on her search and observed that her constituted attorney cannot be considered a third party. Kerala High Court has directed the Kerala State Road Transport Corporation, KSRTC, to reinstate a conductor who was suspended for circulating derogatory remarks against Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan through WhatsApp. The court issued the order on a petition filed by S. Prashant, a conductor at the Padasala depot who was under suspension since the 10th of May. Kerala High Court has directed the District Police Chief, Kochi City, to provide sufficient aid to commuters, drivers, and general providers of Uber to enable them to use the mobile app for availing the taxi aggregator services in the city. The court passed the directive allowing petitions filed by Uber India and a Uber driver in the city seeking police protection. According to the petitioners, members of Self-Employed Drivers Union were compelling commuters and drivers not to use the app. Delhi High Court has directed the Union Jal Shakti Ministry to consider the writ petition on illegalities and corruption in execution of the under-construction pool over a multi-purpose project on the Godavari River. The court dismissed a plea of a lawyer of the centre that the project is located in Andhra Pradesh and so Delhi High Court has no jurisdiction to issue such an order. Delhi High Court has directed the centre, the AAP government and the municipal corporations to reply to a public interest litigation seeking creation of a new landfill site for dumping the solid waste and garbage generated in the national capital. The court issued notice to the Environment Ministry, the Delhi government and the three municipal corporations seeking their stand on the plea, which has also sought directions to stop dumping of waste at the existing landfills at Ghazipur, Balswa and Okhla. Central Information Commission has ruled that the names of alleged tax evaders appearing in the Panama Papers leak can be withheld by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, from disclosure. The Commission made these observations while deciding the plea of Durga Prasad Chaudhary, who did not get a satisfactory response from the agency on his right to information application. Appellate Authority of Advance Ruling, West Bengal has held that no abatement has been prescribed for construction service under Serial Number 3 Clause I, read with Para 2 of Notification Number 112017 Central Tax Rate, dated the 28th of June 2017 is applicable on the value of PLS realized separately from the buyers.